Hey, good morning. Welcome to the latest Bernie Show here on YouTube. Hope you're all having a good day. Thanks for your support very much. Well, last night's Cardinals game was pretty disgusting. I mean, I don't know how to put it. I'll try to be a polite man. Maybe not. That game last night, other than, you know, Kyle Gibson giving him a chance to win, six innings, two earned runs as the, you know, the starting pitcher. And, you know, he was staked to a 4-2 lead and things looked good. But then the bullpen blew up again. And listen, this is nothing new. It's becoming a trend. I wrote about it earlier this week at scoopsnetwork.com, pointed out the difference between the first half and then after the All-Star break. There has been a real decline. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute or two. But it wasn't just the bullpen. Man, I know that they inherited a 4-2 lead and the Cardinals lost the game 6-4. I'm well aware of that, of course, as you are. But this team plays so many close games and they have a lot of games, too many, that sort of go into the final three or four innings and they're up for grabs. And I was checking, you know, the Cardinals have one of the lowest scoring offenses in baseball in terms of late scoring, you know, after the fourth inning, after the fifth, after the sixth, after the seventh, and so on. So the margin for error for this bullpen is really, really tight. The Cardinals have leaned on this bullpen all season. I mean, it's been their strength. It's been the reason why they do prevail in so many close games, and especially one-run games where they have a good record. But your offense keeps shutting down. Well, it happens too much when they score early in games. And listen, we've seen this quite a few times, more than we want to, and it happened last night, of course. You know, the Cardinals score four runs through the first three innings and then nothing the rest of the way. I think they had five hits from the fourth inning on. They had five hits, four of them were singles. They were 0-4 with runners in scoring position. Just dead. Just went flat out dead. And that happens way too often. So what happens is you have a bullpen that's been really good. I mean, really good. It's been the foundation for close game, late inning success. There's no doubt about it. However, you're stuck with the same offense. This offense ain't getting any better. It's been mediocre or worse all season long. They're not doing much in August. I was looking, go to my notes here for just for a brief moment. You know, I was looking at the August stats. Goldschmidt, Burleson, Gorman, Nootbaar, and Contreras are all below average in August. In some cases, really, really bad. And Brendan Donovan is exactly at league average. And so the only guys that have really been stepping up this month, Arenado, Wynn, Pham, and Ciani before he got hurt. So when this offense can't tack on, they can't add the leads, it puts even more strain, more pressure on a bullpen that's already been under pressure all season long to be perfect or near perfect. Because if they have any weakness, just like the starting pitching has shown a lot of weakness, just like the offense has shown a lot of weakness, the bullpen can't show weakness, because if the bullpen cracks, forget about it. And we've seen that happen, unfortunately, because I really respect the job they've done, but we've really seen the consequences of what happens when they're not good. And again, it's not easy to just say bullpen bad. That's a cop out. It's just that sometimes, or let me rephrase that, more often than we have seen, a lot more often than we have seen, your offense has got to win some games. The offense has to pile up runs. The offense has to score late. The offense has to wrestle leads away from the other side. And your starting pitching should go deeper into games. And there's been a tail off in the starting pitching too since roughly late June or so. it's kind of unfair to just like blame the bullpen or cite the bullpen as like, well, that bullpen let another one get away. They're put in way too many situations where they have to be the heroes. So I do have some understanding for them, empathy for them. I know they have a job to do. Their job is to protect leads. But shouldn't we be reasonable about this? I mean, shouldn't we also acknowledge that the offense absolutely stinks in these kind of situations? And the starting pitchers at times, you know, turn the ball over to the bullpen way too early in games. A bullpen is going to start to break down if there's heavy usage and under the strain, under the pressure of having so many low scoring close games that get decided late. They've done a heck of a job, but, you know, I just don't know why we expect or why I would expect them to just continue doing this. Like, for example, if you look at the Cardinals so this year, and I go to the sheet here, they were seventh in bullpen ERA in the first half of the season. Second half, they're 18th. It's the same type of breakout if you go with fielding independent ERA. How about inherited runner scoring? Okay, in the first half of the season before the break, the Cardinals were the seventh best team in baseball in terms of their relievers preventing inherited runners to score, or just in terms of stranding runners on base. Like, they had a strand rate of about 74% in the first half. So all the runners left on base, 74% of them never score. But in the second half, that's down to 65%, which means they're not just keeping those runners there all the time, or most of the time, three quarters of the time. Now more and more of those runners are scoring when Cardinals relievers come into the game or while they're pitching in the game. Some of that stuff was unsustainable, so I get it. Okay, I do get that. But I'm just saying, man, some of the checkpoints are not encouraging at all. I mean, that's the bottom line. Like, for example, if you look at save percentage this year, there is a huge split from the first half to beyond the All-Star break. In the first half, they saved 73% of their opportunities, which was way up there, third or fourth in the majors. This year, you know what's happened? I shouldn't say this year. After the All-Star break, their save rate is 50%. They have five saves and they've blown five. So you go from being just having this impeccable save rate before the All-Star break, and now there's all kinds of deterioration down there, and it's no sure thing anymore to put these games away. And there's other stats I could get into if you want me to use one nerd stat, because I know some of you tell me you like that stuff, and this is an easy one. It's called win probability added. Before the All-Star break, the bullpen was third best in terms of, like, do they give you a chance to win, yes or no, or they are a detriment to the attempt to win. The Cardinals were the third best bullpen in the majors in the first half in being a plus, giving you an advantage in close games to win the game. So they've gone from third in that stat to 23rd in the second half. So what was once a formidable strength is now developing into a weakness. The second half numbers just aren't good. But again, it's not just the relievers. This offense just drives me nuts, as it drives many of you batty. And you just look at some of the guys on the team, you know, they're getting nothing out of Nootbaar. I mean, nothing. They're getting very, very little out of Nolan Gorman, except a lot of strikeouts, right? He hardly even plays anymore. There've been, you know, Burleson has really cooled down. Donovan, to an extent, has cooled down. Elise Arenado is heating up. Contreras has not been himself the last couple, 3 weeks. How are you going to put together an attack that supplies this pitching staff with enough runs on a consistent basis when it's been like this all season long? Extremes. There are guys that go on runs and then they just go ice cold. Then it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, hot, cold, hot, cold. But it isn't just one guy at a time. When the Cardinals go cold on offense, we're talking about several guys at once, just like I told you about who's been not doing it in August so far. It's just too erratic and too unpredictable, and there's too many guys that should be doing better that aren't doing better, and it's one of the biggest problems they have. And now the bullpen has sort of withered under the stress of being put in all of these situations so many times, because the offense forces them to basically be heroes way more often than they should be. The other thing I hated about that loss last night, the Cardinals had a chance to sweep the series, as you know, and they came up short. They blew a two-run lead. They lost their chance to sweep. It should have been put in the bag. It was not. The Cardinals this year, when they have had the chance to sweep a two-game series, a three-game series, I don't think they've had a chance to sweep a four-game series, but when they've had a chance to sweep two or three-game series, they are 2-7 in the final game. In other words, you win that game, you sweep. You lose the game, you fail to sweep. 2-7 in those challenges, the final game of the series, where a win gives you a sweep. And kind of along the same lines, the Cardinals have had been in a lot of position this year when they have a chance to win a series the final day of a series. In other words, you go into a third game of the series and it's 1-1. Each team's won a game. So who wins the third game is going to win the series. It's also a situation that this applies to four-game series as well, even two-game series. Anyway, when the Cardinals have a chance to win the series by winning the final game of the series, not sweeping it, just winning it, they're 6-7. So my point is this. The bullpen is now, sort of buckling late in games. The offense is not very good late in games. The starting pitching is kind of come see, come saw. But when you are chasing the Brewers and you are chasing, frankly, better teams in the wild card race, right? You can't afford to blow opportunities to win games. You just can't. You're not going to get to where you want to go if you fail to sweep when you have so many chances to sweep. You fail to win a series when you have so many chances to win a series. I don't know why they're so bad in the final games of a series, no matter what the length of the series is, but it's a real problem. But you know what? I'm sitting here hollering. You're probably, I hope you're nodding in agreement with a lot of the things I've said, but it sort of comes back to one thing. They're really not that good. I'm not being negative. All you got to do is look where they rank. Go to Baseball Reference. Look at where they rank in runs scored per game in the majors and runs allowed per game in the majors. It's not a pretty situation. That's why their run differential is minus 46. So I sit here, and it's kind of me. I sit here day after day. It's like, well, the Cardinals did this well. And boy, they've won this. And it's like, well, they're looking better. Maybe they can catch this team, catch it. And it's kind of like, I feel so stupid because really they are what they are. They're barely above 500. They don't do well against winning teams. They're not that great at home at all. And they squander too many opportunities to win. And, you're down now to what, 47 games, 46 games? You just can't go down this track. I mean, you just can't let these opportunities slip away. They're letting them slip away for a lot of reasons. You know, a couple games here recently, I didn't really care for Ali Marmol's bullpen usage patterns. So what are you going to do? Do we accept that they're just not that good? Maybe there's a miracle chance they get into the postseason. And the odds are very, very long. So I'm not over dramatizing this at all. Anyway, imagine that we're frustrated by the Cardinals. Unfortunately, that's becoming way too familiar. That'll do it for this Friday. Thank you so much for supporting what we're doing here on YouTube. I appreciate it very much. Don't be afraid to put some comments in there. The other thing is I enjoy those comments. I try to respond to everyone. And also, please subscribe if you're just checking it out. Tell your friends, family, whomever, to subscribe as well. We'll be back soon here on The Bernie Show. Thank you.